number three, which is an application for the closing of Rue Saint-Jean-Baptiste between Rue Aubert and Rue La Vérendrye for incorporation into DASZ 1 of 2011 under file DAC 4 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item 4, which is an application for subdivision rezoning for the same premises affected under file DASZ 1 of 2011.
Thank you, Mark. The applicant is Robert L. Tyler and Serge Bisson. You're welcome to come forward together. State your, we know your name, state your address for the public record, and vous pouvez parler en français.
I'm Robert Tyler, 34360 Main Street. 4G1.
I'm
the applicant, Serge Bisson.
Serge Bisson, 137, Rue La Vérendrye, R2C,
0B5. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Great. We're the applicant for the two matters, the closing of the street, as well as the rezoning of the property. This has been a very long and historic process. The school division has expropriated additional lands to add to its school site. Initially, it acquired a small sliver, which is one of the parcels on the plan, and then subsequently expropriated. The expropriation process actually began in the late 80s, early 90s under the previous school division, the St. Paul School Division. So it's been a long time in coming to this point.
And that's a lot of lawyers' fees.
Pardon me?
That's a lot of lawyers' fees.
It's been a long time. And so we're at a point today where we would like to acquire the land from the city for the, it's part of the street. A lot of people don't realize it's been a public street. Many people think that it's been part of the land owned by the former industry that was there. But it is a public street and very historic in that it was opened in 1871, I see from the planner's report, which is something that I didn't know about. So we're asking that it be closed and acquired by the school division. So that's the application for the closure. Would you like me to speak about the rezoning as well?
Sure. Yeah.
We're also applying to have the land rezoned to what the zoning is currently for the school site. The school site is an R1 zone, and what the intention is to bring all the zoning into the same zoning category. And then there will be a third phase, which we're not dealing with tonight, but I'll ask Serge to speak to, and that is an application for a conditional use to operate the lands and use the lands as a school site, playground, and a possibly a daycare center. Serge, you can speak to that.
Alors, comme Bobby l'a dit, le but c'est d'agrandir l'école et en termes d'espace scolaire et préscolaire, ainsi qu'avoir une plus grande cour d'école. Alors, comme on indique, là, la première étape, c'est rezoner à R1, puis ensuite, on va revenir par la suite avec des plans plus concrets pour la troisième étape.
OK.
So we're here to answer any questions you may have. That's our application.
I have a question. Let me put myself first on the list. Parcel E is, you're rezoning, you'd like to rezone all of it to R... What's the actual
R1M.
R1M. But parcel E has, as long as I can remember, been open green space, park space, people, kids play soccer there. And should it revert to R1M, there's the potential of some housing buildings going up there. What are your intentions for parcel E? And perhaps we can clarify that first of all. Do you intend to build on parcel E is what I'm asking.
Non. Le but de E, c'est que ça reste une place pour les jeunes à jouer, une cour d'école. Okay. On voulait tout mettre dans R1M pour commencer, travailler en termes d'addition à l'école elle-même. Alors l'addition serait à l'école et non à l'autre bout. Et oui. Ensuite faire un... Tout va travailler le tout ensemble, alors faire ça en étapes.
Signor Arnaud Baptiste, ça va être sur le terrain de Scotts Greenwire et pas.
C'est ça qu'on aimerait voir. Là. Il faut encore travailler avec la province pour travailler les plans et voir comment on peut aller. Mais on aime avoir tout ensemble et donc divers bâtisses sur les lieux.
Ça serait-tu un problème si la ville met un genre de caveat sur Parcel R pour assurer à la communauté que ça va toujours être des espaces verts pour la communauté?
Nous, on n'a pas d'autres plans pour cet espace-là présentement. Là. Si vous avez ça en place.
Ça que vous avez pas en place?
On se revient à ça.
OK.
OK. Other questions? You understood my concern with Parcel E?
I understood your concern with Parcel E, and I understood the response, but just my only comment would be, you mentioned caveat. Would setbacks not, mandatory setbacks not accomplish the same thing? Far easier to do, I think.
Say more, mandatory setbacks for...
So that for any buildings have to be set back from the, whatever the direction is, the westerly or easterly boundary or the corner of, or from Thiebault. So just whatever that distance is there, you just do a setback on the land of 300 feet. So that space always has to remain green.
You'd still do that through the zoning agreement anyhow.
Do it through the zoning agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, you have more to add?
May I suggest we could deal with this on the next round, because we do have to come back for a conditional use application in order to use the land for a playground or for daycare or to expand the school in any event. We could deal with those restrictions when we actually have a building plan in place for buildings that are constructed in the situation.
That's certainly an option, but we have a planner here who could offer some suggestions later in the meeting on how we could accomplish that objective today, if you have no objections to that.
Yeah, we don't object to that. We just don't want to be running into any hurdles in terms of our next phase of development for the school center. That's
nobody really does.
Our primary concern is to get this out of the way so we can move on to the next.
Okay, I have more people that are registered in support and for information, so if there's no more questions here, you can sit down. You'll have a chance to come back to address everybody, and then we'll see what the issues are.
Okay.
Merci. In support is Brian Skelezak. Brian, in support? Just register your support. We'll see. There's three other people who are here for information. You're welcome to come down and speak, or you can just register that you're satisfied. Number one, Régis Gosselin. Régis is coming down.
Merci beaucoup pour l'opportunité d'adresser votre groupe. Mon souci, moi, c'est pas en relation avec le zoning comme tel. Je suis d'accord avec l'utilisation de cet espace pour l'école. Je demeure à 300 mètres rue de la Vérandrie, juste à côté de l'école, juste à côté du parc. Ma préoccupation, c'est qu'il n'y a pas de mécanisme par lequel les résidents vont pouvoir s'exprimer si le propriétaire, le nouveau propriétaire, décide de changer l'utilisation du terrain autre que pour l'usage d'une école ou d'une garderie. Je voudrais avoir l'opportunité comme citoyen de commenter si les plans sont changés à l'effet que le terrain soit utilisé pour autre chose que l'utilisation d'école ou de garderie. Puis je voudrais avoir cette opportunité-là. Je ne voudrais pas qu'on construise quelque chose sur cet espace sans que les citoyens qui demeure à côté ou dans la région, puisse commenter. Ce terrain-là est utilisé pour des équipes de soccer, est utilisé par des gens qui jouent depuis très longtemps. Puis je pense qu'ils devraient avoir l'opportunité de commenter si on décide de changer de situation. Alors, je voudrais savoir, est-ce qu'on aura l'opportunité?
Bien, les propriétaires sont le DSFM. aujourd'hui, puis je crois qu'ils n'ont pas d'intention pour vendre le terrain à l'avenir. Certainement, on va leur demander. Et puis, sur la question du parc, j'aimerais consulter avec l'urbaniste pour mettre un genre de caveat ou pour s'assurer que ça va toujours rester espace vert. Mais je crois que quand ils bâtissent l'école, le daycare, ça va être sur plus vers l'ouest où le bâtisse Hot Spring va être. Et puis, entre-temps, sans doute, je vais parler pour la DSFM, mais je crois qu'il va y avoir des consultations sur le genre de développement qui va avancer. Mais moi, leur demander.
L'autre préoccupation que j'ai, c'est au sujet des égouts dans le coin, en particulier au coin de la rue Thibault et de la rue de la Vérandrine. Alors, régulièrement, les égouts sont bouchés. Et puis, l'écoulement d'eau ne se fait pas. Moi, je suis inquiet pour les enfants qui vont jouer dans cette région-là, parce que parfois, on a de l'eau jusqu'à 2 pieds de profond au coin. Alors, j'ai contacté les employés de la ville pour essayer de comprendre davantage les problèmes avec les égouts, mais je signale que si on est pour avoir une circulation accrue dans cette région-là, puis je pense qu'on va l'avoir avec cette nouvelle disposition de l'école et ainsi de suite, je pense qu'il faudrait qu'on surveille pour s'assurer que les égouts fonctionnent adéquatement et que ça ne devient pas un problème pour une circulation toujours grandissante.
Oui, c'est un bon point, puis on va faire le suivi avec Public Works Water and Waste quand le projet avance.
Merci.
Merci.
OK. Pour information, for information, Denis Dufault.
Merci.
And for information, Heather and Dave Patterson. Just for information. Thank you. Okay, and that's it. Robert and Serge. Okay, Robert and Serge. Serge, vous avez attendu des consensus sur
oui.
Le plan.
Yeah. Comme l'objectif de la division scolaire, c'était d'exproprier pour des espaces scolaires et préscolaires. On n'a pas de plan autre que faire ça. En termes de consultation avec la communauté, on a un comité scolaire qui comprend beaucoup de membres de la communauté. On travaille avec eux pour mieux comprendre les besoins de la communauté. Et puis, ils sont impliqués en termes de l'avancement du projet.
Okay. C'est bien. Et puis, question des égouts, on va faire le suivi avec ça. Puis, encore l'espace, je pense que la volonté de la communauté, c'est pour garder l'espace vert. Et puis, encore une fois, si on va parler à l'urbaniste maintenant pour voir s'il y a une manière d'assurer qu'on peut protéger ça à l'avenir pour l'espace vert. Pas de problème avec ça?
Non.
Merci. Robert, you're fine?
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Want me to take the chart down? Or?
Sure. Before you do, I have a question to planner Robert Kostiuk. Having heard the situation, do you have any suggestions on how we could move forward? Sure that the green space that's been there forever will remain green?
Yeah, there's really a couple, but one that might work the best is, and we've done this on several properties, is added a zoning agreement to the property as a caveat. And we could restrict that no principal building goes on the parcel lead. And we can also put in a plan approval so then it brings it back to this committee for review to ensure that it comes in and it's a green space that's acceptable. Although, that said, as Robert had pointed out as well, there is a conditional use that will be required anyhow, and it will be coming back to the community committee nonetheless. So we can just do that concurrently, you know, for the plan approval aspect.
a conditional use on the school when it's constructed?
It's actually and the schoolyard in this instance, because it never really existed before. If the building comes down and the schoolyard goes in there, it's not like it was, you know, a big, large parcel with a school in it and they're adding a playground. So those ones we wouldn't consider a conditional use. Here it's new. So the schoolyard itself would actually come back as a conditional use.
So we're covered off anyways?
Perhaps, but for parcel E, it's vacant. Technically, and again, I'm not suggesting by any means that this is what's contemplated by the applicant, but technically, single-family house is permitted, and they can go up.
True.
Not saying that they're doing that, of course.
That's
the way the rules are.
That wasn't the purpose of the expropriation. Okay, and we would do that in the rezoning?
You can do that through the... you can add a zoning agreement to this.
Okay.
Dan, I just want to make sure I understand. You said the conditional use will come back to community committee?
Yes.
That's only in the first 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. You're right.
So you might want to make a clause that the conditional use comes back here regardless of what the timing is.
And also add the plan approval.
And the plan approval, yeah. Well, plan approval probably covers you off anyway. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Item 3.
Item number 3, go ahead.
I'll move the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the receipt of representation to be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred and forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried. Just for everybody's understanding, that was simply the street closing, item number 3. Item number 4 is the subdivision and rezone.
I will move the receipt of representation to be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I will move the public hearing. I will move that the recommendation of the...
Hang on, Dan, back up to the receipt of public representation be concluded.
Okay, the receipt of the public representation to be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.